ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
उच्यते द स्थूल शरीर इज भोग आयतनम। आयतनम इज अबोर्ड वेयर द ट्रांजेक्शन्स आर हैपनिंग कंटिन्यूअसली इनकमिंग एंड आउट गोइंग। भोग आयतनम व्हाट इज द मेटीरियल कॉज? इट इज ए पंचीकृत महाभूत संभवम। इट इज मेड ऑफ ग्रॉसिफाइड फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट्स। दैट इज द मेटीरियल कॉज। एंड व्हाट इज द एफिशिएंट कॉज? कर्म संचितम। एफिशिएंट कॉज इज बिकॉज वी हैव डन सम एक्शंस इन द पास्ट। कर्म संचितम प्रारब्ध कर्म दोज विच हैव फ्रक्टिफाइड फॉर दैट दिस बॉडी हैज बीन फॉर्म। सो ग्रॉस बॉडी इज मेड ऑफ फाइव ग्रेट एलिमेंट्स एंड द एफिशिएंट कॉज इज द एक्शंस डन इन पार्ट। एंड व्हाट इज द पर्पज? सुख दुखानाम। शरीर सुख दुखानाम भोगायतनम सुख दुख। एंड व्हाट आर द सिक्स मॉडिफिकेशन वी हैव स्टडीड इन तत्वबोध? अस्ति जायते फर्स्ट इट एग्जिस्ट इन द होम। अस्ति जायते देन इट इज बॉर्न देन वर्धते विपरीन मते मैच्योर्स एंड देन आफ्टर दिस अपक्षीयते then nasititi. When does the apakshiyate start? We need not worry about the asti jayate vardate and viprinmate. 40, we are all above 40, therefore we have crossed the fifth station also apakshiyate. And what is the last station? Vinasyatiti katam. Last station is approaching. When it will come we don't know. Vinasyatiti. So this is gross body. What is subtle body? It is a panch pran mano buddhi dasa indriya samanvitam apanchikrit bhutottam suchmangam bhog sadhanam. What is subtle? It is there are 17 items. What are those 17 items? Panch prana, prana pan. Then? Udana and samana, panch prana. Then? पंच ज्ञानेन्द्रिया एंड पंच कर्मेन्द्रिया 15, मन एंड बुद्धि 17 आइटम्स। हाउ इज दिस मेड? अपंचीकृत पंच महाभूत। इट इज ऑल्सो मेड ऑफ पंच महाभूत बट इट इज सूक्ष्म पंच महाभूत अपंचीकृत दैट मीन्स विच इज नॉट ग्रॉसिफाइड। The Pancha Mahabhuta which we are seeing now, Prithvi, Jal, Vayu, Agni and Akash, these are all grossified. And in stage before grossification, it is subtle Pancha Mahabhuta. Subtle Pancha Mahabhuta, we call it Tan Matra, Tat Matra, that's all. It is made of that. And in us, we have got such Pancha Mahabhut creation also. What is that? Sukshma Sarir. Since its materials can't be seen, perceived by organs of perception, therefore the subtle body is also not seen. Can you see somebody's mind? No. We can't look into anybody's mind. Subtle. अपंचीकृत महाभूत। एंड व्हाट इज द एफिशिएंट कॉज? इट इज नॉट रिटन हियर। व्हाट इज द एफिशिएंट कॉज? अगेन द सेम थिंग बिकॉज ऑफ कर्म संचितम बिकॉज द कर्म वी हैव डन एंड दोज कर्म्स आर ऑल देयर एज संचित वेल कलेक्टेड द फ्रूट्स ऑफ दोज मे नॉट येट मैच्योर बट दे आर देयर इन आवर स्टॉक in our balance. Suchmangam bhoga sadhanam, and it is bhoga sadhan, instrument. Otherwise, ayatanam, abode. Now, it is sadhan. Sadhan means instrument. The mind is the instrument where you experience sukh and dukkha. Then the third one comes, the causal body, karan sarir. What is this karan sarir? Anadya vidya nirvachya karano upadhi ruchyate upadhi trityad anyam atman avadharayet. What is that? Karan sarir, avidya. First thing is, it is avidya. Ignorance. Ignorance of what? Of my own true nature. Always you have to remember, not ignorance of physics or ignorance of computer or ignorance of Sanskrit. No. It is ignorance of our own true nature. It's called avidya. And two adjectives are given here. One is anadi and anirvachya. Anadi, beginningless, but it can end. The moment you realize, come to know yourself, you are no more ignorant. You become realized. Anadi, beginningless, anirvachaniya, cannot be described. Why it cannot be described? Not in a particular way it can be described. What is that particular way? We can't say it is sat. Sat means we stage for two periods of time. We stage for three periods of time is sat. Good, you remember. One which stage for three periods of time is called sat. And what is asat? Which does not exist for three periods of time. So this avidya can be described as a sat. Sat means it will stay there for three periods of time. It was in the past, it is in the present, but it can be ended by knowledge of self. So I cannot say it stays for three periods of time. Can I say avidya is not there in three periods of time? No. We are suffering. We are experiencing sorrow because of avidya. Therefore, avidya is there. We can't say it is not at all there. Therefore, the word used in our scripture for a thing which exists for a certain period of time, we call it mithya. Anything which cannot be classified as sat or asat, in our scripture we call it mithya. Mithya means which stays for one period of time, which is changing, which is perishable, is mithya. And how, what is that na atma? Upadhi trityad anyam atmanam avadharayet. Upadhi tritya, what are the three upadhis? Sthula, sukshma, karana, sarira, vyatiriktaha. We have studied in? Where? Sure? No, sadhana panchakam. No, it was studied in the sthula sukshma karan sarir vyatirikta. It is not sthul sarir. Atma is not sthul sarir. Atma is not sukshma sarir. Atma is not karan sarir. It is other than these three. Very good. The same thing is now being stated in other word. What is those way? Let us see.
Panchakoshadiyogena tattanmayaivasthitah
shuddhatmanilavastradi
yogena
sphatiko yatha panchakoshadi yogena tattanmayaivasthitah shuddhatmanilavastradi yogen aspatiko yatha.
These three sarirs can also be said as panchakos. Panchakos, the first time it has come, panchakos. Panchakos means annamaya kos. Kos means seat. Annamaya kos, pranamaya kos, manomaya kos, vijnanamaya kos, anandamaya kos. And where is the Atma? Panchakosatit, again referred to the definition given by Shankaracharya in Tattvabodh. Sula, Sushma, Karan, Sarira, Vyatirikta, Panchakosatit. You have to go beyond Panchakos. Panchakos is nothing but three bodies. Annamaya kos is called Sthula Sarir. Then Prana, Mano, and Vijnanamaya kos are called Sushma Sarir. Then the last one, Anandamaya kos is called Karan Sarir. So same thing, three sarirs can be also said in this way, panchakosa. Panchakosadi yogena tattanma ivasta. Yoga comes from the yuj jatu. Yuj means unite. So the panchakosa is there, atman is there. Panchakosati yogena, because it is united. Adi. What does Adi means? Adi means the dharma of panchakosa and all other things associated with the panchakosa. Adi means dharma of panchakosa and all things associated with panchakosa, like wealth, family, country, and dharma of panchakosa. What is this dharma of panchakosa? If you are identified with the annamaya kosa, you will say, I am fat, I am slim, I am thin, I am tall, I am short. That means you are identified with the annamaya kosa. When you are identified with the pranamaya kosa, you will say, I am hungry, I am thirsty, I am energetic, I am weak. This is the dharma of pranamaya kosa. And the dharma of manomaya kosa, I am sukhi, I am dukhi. Vijnanamaya, I am intelligent, I am dull. Aaj buddhi kaam nahi karti hai. Whatever you are saying, it is all going above my head. Buddhi nahi kaam karti hai. Then anandamaya kosa, I am happy once a while. Kabhi kabhi anand aata hai. But in all cases, you see, I am using I am. I am tall. I am weak, I am energetic, I am hungry, I am thirsty, I am sukhi, I am dukhi. These are the dharma of panchakosa and I am superimposing on I. I is Atman, is it not, sir? Panchakosa adi yogena. Adi means the dharma of panchakosa are being superimposed. Tat. Tat mai iva, tat tat mai iva. Mai means full of that. Like if you make a coffee and you put lot of sugar, like I think in North India they put lot of milk, lot of sugar. It is sugar mai. How is this coffee? Sugar mai. Full of sugar. Tat tat mai. That Atman becomes tat tat. According to the panchakosa, I am thirsty, I am weak, I am sukhi, I am dukhi. Tat tat mai. The whole superimposition, the dharma of panchakosa is superimposed on that. Then Shankaracharya said, Iva. Very important word in this, eva. as if really it did not happen. Atma is neither tall nor short, nor it is hungry, nor it is thirsty, nor it is weak, nor it is energetic, neither it is sukhi, neither dukhi. But we are superimposing on that. Therefore, the word if, eva stays, that as if. Now, this Atman is now completely merged. Panchakosadi yogena. Panchakos and Atma has become one. We are not able to differentiate. It has become one. But Atma is Suddha, Nitya, Suddha, Buddha, Mukta, we say, na? Nitya, it is eternal. Atma is eternal. Anatma is not eternal. Anatma is Anitya. Atma is Nitya. Atma is Suddha. Anatma is Asuddha. Atma is Buddha. Other than Atma is ignorant. Atma is Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta. Nothing happens to it. But because of the association with the Panchakosa, we say Atma is dying. When it is identified with the body, we say mar raha hai. Main mar raha hun. I am dying. Atma never dies. Or when connected with the Sushma Sarir, mind, thoughts are continuously changing. I have changed my decision. Lo. Continuously modification is as if modifications are happening in Panchakosa. But we are superimposing all those modifications on Atman. Continuously it is happening. Now, this association is mithya. And we have to come out of it. How? It is said, Suddhatma neel vastradi yogina spatiko yatha spatik. Neel vastradi yogina spatik. What is spatik? Crystal. What is the characteristic of crystal? It is clear, it is pure, there is no color in it. Clear, spatik. But if you keep a red cloth or blue cloth next to it, what will happen? The spatik will take that color. Is the spatik putting in any effort to take that color? No. No effort is needed. The dharma of the cloth, the color of the cloth is superimposing on the crystal, which is colorless, which is transparent, which is clear, but it is taking. Similarly, the Atman appears changing with each and every thought. With each sukh and dukh, with each man and apman, Atma appears as if changing, but it never happens. It is because of dharma adhyas, because of the superimposition of the characteristics of the panchakosa on Atma, it is happening. Really speaking, it never gets affected. And we have seen in our Dirgdrishya Vivek, by seeing the red flower, eyes never become red. When my eyes are dull, that does not mean my mind also become dull. When same way, who is the seer of the thoughts in the mind? Atman, Sakshi. Similarly, the Sakshi is never affected by the qualities of the thought in the mind. Unaffected. That we have proved many times. But because of association, it appears as if the Atman is affected. Upadhi changes. Upadhi changes means this upadhi was in childhood, you say child, then it became youth, after that became old. But the experiencer in the childhood, in the youth, in the old age is one and same. It is not changing. Upadhi is changing. As the crystal is pure, colorless, clear, it take effortlessly the characteristics of the cloth which is lying next to it. Same way, Atma is also pure, Shuddha, and effortlessly. Atman is not putting any effort. Effortlessly, it is taking the characteristics of Panchakosha. What are the characteristics of Panchakosha? We have already said Dharma Panchakosha. Identified with the gross body, I gave you example. Identified with the subtle body, Pranamay, Manomay, Gyanamay. I gave you the Dharma of each kosha. Dharma Dhyas. Now, Atma, Panchakosha, or three bodies are mixed up. We have to segregate it. How to segregate? Now that is given in verse number 16.
Vastu tu shadivik koshaihi. Vastu tu shadivik koshaihi. Yuktam yuktyavaghatatah.
Yuktam
yuktyavaghatatah. Atmanam antaram shuddham. Atmanam antaram shuddham. Vivichya tandulam yatha.
Vivichya tandulam yatha.
Vapustu shadivik koshaihi. Yuktam yuktyavaghatatah. Atmanam antaram shuddham. Vivichya tandulam yatha.
Vapu tu sadhibi kausai yuktam. Now you have to separate Atma and Anatma. What is Anatma? The three sarira, sthula sushma karan sarira is Anatma. And Panchakos, that also is Anatma. Because of the association with the Atma, they have become one. Now we have to separate it. How to separate it? Shankaracharya gives a beautiful example. You may not be able to see this example nowadays, but in India you will find it is being done. How we get rice from paddy? How we get it? The first thing what we say, you cut the crop, then you have got the stalk and on the end you have got all the grains also. The first thing they do, thrash it. Then what happens? The grain with the husk is there. We call it paddy. No, it is not rice, it's paddy. From the plant by threshing continuous. Like in dhobi, have you seen the dhobis doing dhobi ghat? In India, you will see. They wash the clothes. Similarly, manually they do. Here they everything is in machine. They eat manually. They will take a little bit of it and manually they will thrash it. Then what the straw is kept one side and all the grains, the paddy is there. First thing is thrashing. Second step is winnowing. Winnowing means you have to remove the dust particle. It is not cemented. No, everything is not cemented. They do it in the field only. So when they collect it, after that, what we call it a soup. You know, like this we do. What we call soup? We call it soup in Hindi. Something. Separation. We call it winnowing. And then after that, you have to take it either to mill or earlier, what they used to put it in a vessel and pound it. When they pound it, then the husk comes out and you get the grain, white grain, and you can now consume it. So there are three steps. First is threshing, winnowing, and then pounding. Very good. Same way, what we have to do? We also have to do the same thing. But let's see a little bit more. When the paddy plant grows, up to certain stage, there is no grain in there. That is compared to a ignorant person. The plant, it takes nearly 4 months, 5 months, the grain to come or we get the crop. Similarly, to make the mind pure, it takes time, not 6 months, 4 months. It is the restriction of the example. Okay? It is the limitation of the example. There is another limitation also, I will tell you in this example. So, purification of mind will take some time. So, how we have to remove this ignorance? We want to know the Atman. First, thrash it. Thrash. Shravanam. Continuously you think, remove your ignorance. How ignorance will go? Ignorance will go only by Jnana. Jnana will happen only by... Can it go by Swadhyaya? You may understand a little bit, but once you listen to it will happen. Sravanam. Then Mananam. After that you have to reflect on this. What you have studied. Your mind will revolt. Kaise ho sakta hai? We have studied this much. My understanding is this. This will never happen. No. You reflect. And the third is the pounding, is the nididhyasan. Continuously you have to do aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. That is pounding continuously. So, agyan can be removed by sravan. Doubts, asambhavana, this is not correct, will be removed by mananan, reflection. Then still there will be viparit bhavana. That viparit bhavana, jivoham, and this body, still that will be remain there. That will go away with nididhyasan. Brahmosmi, Brahmosmi, Brahmosmi is the more powerful thought which will overpower Jivosmi, Jivosmi, Jivosmi. And when you are successful, when you go into the meditation, you went in like a Jiva, you came out like a Brahman. I am Brahman. Baputus. Baputus, this body is like tus. Tus means the husk. This three bodies are like this. Baputus adi. Adi means other four kosas. This body is annamay kosh. Beside this annamay kosh, there are another four kosas. Adi word used baputus adi bhi. Adi bhi indicates other four kosas. Pranamay, manomay, Vijnan mein, Anand mein ko. So, how we can remove this? By Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan. Then what you get? Antaram Suddham. Antaram. After Sravan, Manan and Nididhyasan, you get the Suddh Atman. Like Vivachyat Tundalam. Vivachyat means separate. Tandulam means rice. Like you separate rice from the husk, same way you have to do it here also. Think, can this panchakosh or sarir thray can be the Atma? No. They are inert. They are made of panchamahat. We have studied, na? We have studied this. Sthul sarir is made of panchikrit panchamahabhut, sukshma sharir is made of apanchikrit panchamahabhut, and karan sharir is avidya, ignorance. So it cannot be Atman. This sharir cannot be Atman. Anything which is known to me can never be Atman. Anything which is known to me cannot be Atman. This paper is known to me. This paper is not Atman. This book is known to me. This book cannot be Atman. Similarly, my body, always we say, my body. My necklace. Are you necklace? Mahatma ki beautiful example. When they give na, my dog. Are you dog? No. Then when you say my body, how do you say then my body is Atman? When we say my dog, you are not dog. You don't accept it. When we say my body, why don't you apply this simple formula on your my body? Body is different from you. My mind. My mind is also different from that Atma. Simple thing. Now the husk covers rice. Similarly, Atma is covered by these panchakosha. Really, it can never be covered. Atman can never be covered by anything. But it appears to have been covered. I'm now start pounding. I want rice, rice from the patty. You start pounding. And then you remove all the husk. Don't try to do the same thing with your three bodies. Atma chahiye. Kato isko. Kato. Nikalo. I want to see the Atma. These are all husk. No, not that way. What you have to do? You have to falsify it. By destroying the three sarira, you will not get it. Physically, you don't have to remove it. What you have to do it? Falsify it mentally, that these are all anatma. Other than panchakosa, other than three sarira, is the atma, which are the tundalam. Another way of vivek, atma and anatma, simple vivek, we have done many times, atma and anatma. This body is anatma, made of panch mahabhut. It cannot be atma. In this way, if you start negating all things which are made of five great elements, negate everything, 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 what will remain ultimately? Atman will remain. You can never negate Atman. Now, verse number 17.
Sada sarvagato pyatma.
Sada sarvagato pyatma.
Na sarvatrava bhasate. Na sarvatrava bhasate. Buddhavevavabhaset. Svacheshu pratibimbavat.
Svacheshu pratibimbavat.
Sada sarvagato pyatma na sarvatravabhasate. Buddhavevavabhaset. Svacheshu pratibimbavat.
To understand Atma is different from panchakosha, one basic requirement is your mind must be pure. We all have got the mind, but that mind is not qualified to experience Atman. We all have Atman, but we are not able to experience it now. What is the cause? The cause is the mind is impure. For experiencing it, you need pure mind. Atma साइंस इन प्योर माइंड. बुद्धौ एव अवभासेत. अवभासेत मीन साइंस. बुद्धौ एव एलोन इन बुद्धि. नथिंग एल्स. नोवेयर एल्स इट विल शाइन. लाइक द सन शाइन्स एवरीवेयर बट द रिफ्लेक्शन यू विल सी इन द वॉटर ओनली नॉट ऑन द अर्थ. और इफ ए थिंग इज शाइनी पॉलिश्ड देर यू विल फाइंड इट शाइन्स. सिमिलरली इट शाइन्स इन प्योर बुद्धि. And don't understand that the self is small in ant and big in elephant. No, it is just a reflection. That's all. Impure mind, it will never experience. It will not appear. Impure mind will understand about the Atman, about the Panchakosha, about the Avastha Traya or Sarir Traya. It will be only information in your buddhi. That's all. Aparoksha anubhuti will never happen. If the mind is impure, aparoksha anubhuti will not happen. You will not experience it. And what are the impurities of mind? You all know. Kama krodha. Sada sarvagata api atma na sarvatra avabhasate. This Atma, sada, always, sarvagata, all pervading. It is pervading everywhere. How it pervades everywhere? Ishavasuk Nishad, we studied. How it pervades? Principle of existence. Always remember. Principle of existence. We say to the children, Bhagwan sab jaga hai. Kaise hai, dikhao mere ko sab jaga hai. As a principle of existence, ignis is everywhere, chair is, table is, light is, fan is, building is, sun is, moon is, ignis, ignis tree is, car is, everywhere ignis is, I am, amness, ignis. So it pervades everywhere as ignis. Buddhi is the perfect medium, and because it is subtle, water is subtler than earth. Buddhi is subtler than this gross body. Why? Why it is subtle? Because made of subtle elements. It is subtle. It's subtle. Reflection or understanding will happen only in pure mind, like Swachesu Pratibimbavat. Swachesu, like a mirror which is swach, clean, no dust. Pratibim will happen. And the quality of the mirror is, it reflects everything, rejects nothing, keeps nothing. That is the quality of mirror. So in pure buddhi, it reflects. And that buddhi will abide in that Atman. Impure buddhi will never abide. Pure buddhi will abide in that. So Jivan Mukta has got the pure mind. Pure mind. He never forgets the Atma Tattva. He never forgets that he is that Atman or the Brahman. And therefore he is not disturbed by any action of the panchakosha or sarir traya. He is not affected. In the sthita pragya lakshan we have seen dukkhesu anudvigna mana sukhesu vigat spriha bitaraga bhay krodha sthitardhi muni uchyate. Lord says dukkhesu anudvigna. Dukkhesu means Dukkhesu, Dukkhesu means the plural. Bahubachan. Bahubachan means ekbachan, dvibachan and bahubachan. We have got three. Dukkhesu, Sukhesu, Dukkhesu, Anudvigna. One thing is clear. Dukkh and Sukh will come in the life of realized master also. but he knows the technique. What is the technique? Dukh and Sukh is experienced as a thought in your mind. We identify with the thought and become happy and unhappy. Realize Master only witnesses the Dukh Vritti is coming, Sukh Vritti is coming. He is not associated, identified with it. Therefore, he is not affected. This is avoidance. When the buddhi is rajasic and tamasic, it will never happen. Even if you are sitting here, if your buddhi is rajasic, you are physically present here, but your mind will be somewhere else. If you are tamasic, you will be sleeping. Nothing will be going inside. Because organs of perception and the mind should be together. So how to reach Atman? Control the senses and the mind. Become introvert, you will reach there. But the people, many people, they try, they sit down without preparation, without purifying their mind. We all do. We sit in the meditation. What happens then? Whole day program, what is to be done today? We make a list there. At that time we make a list. Rajasic and tamasic. We have got rag and dvesh. Those rag and dvesh takes you out. Rag and dvesh, these vasanas are the impurities. That is why you are not successful. What is needed? Purified mind. You have to purify your mind. Sunlight shines everywhere, but the reflection you will find in the water only or at the shining places. Farmer spreads seed everywhere, but all seeds don't sprout. Some of the seeds the birds will take away. They will never sprout. Some seeds will be on the stones. They will never sprout. But the seed which get appropriate atmosphere or the medium, what is the medium, appropriate medium? The earth and the fertilizer, sunlight, water, that will sprout. So why this knowledge is not happening? We are saying 100 times, why it is not happening? We are throwing seeds. This is this, this is this. This is not made ready yet. It's not prepared. The ground is not yet prepared. That is why it is not happening. So Atman is everywhere. In the inert vastu also is there as a isness. But we can't experience there because the subtle body is not there in the chair. Buddhi is not there in the chair. That is why it is not shining in the inert. Impure mind cannot experience. So first step is cleaning your mind. Purifying your mind is the first step. All of you say the same thing to all Acharya and Swamis. You have given us the sadhana, we are doing the japa, we are doing the puja. You insisted, we are coming to the Vedanta class also. Dhai saal ho gaya, abhi tak to kuch anand mila nahi. We get the anand only when you say Om Purnamada Purnamidam, when the class ends. Then we get the anand, now this is over, khatam hua abhi. What is the reason? Mind is impure. What is to be done? You have to inculcate sadhan chatushtaya. Vivek, vairagya, sat sampatti and mumuchyutam is required. Not only knowing, after that there is a purusharth, you have to do, self-effort is required. How important is the self-effort? If you want to know, then come tomorrow morning to Vivek Chudamani class. We will discuss how important is the self-effort.
Om. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.